how to create a blog schedule for productive days. This simple system might have been the most amazing thing I ever learned many years ago. I couldn't tell you how or where I came across the subject, but after visiting a few links and researching a short while, I was hooked on this concept. And after implementing it, I saw my days go from chaotic stress to streamlined peace. For the most part. I mean, any working mom with kids at home can attest to our days not always going exactly to plan. However, this has been my first line of defense and a fantastic one at that. I thought I would share my process and tips on how to create a block schedule for productive days. It's a great system to stay efficient no matter what you are trying to accomplish. For me, working in the home comes with its struggles and interruptions. Laying out my entire day and seeing it from a bird's eye view helps me to maintain a sense of efficiency. Because I have created the day's schedule around what needs to be accomplished, I know exactly where I need to spend my time in order to make it all happen. Before, I found myself wasting precious time figuring out what I should jump into next, or getting distracted with things that were not helping my cause. So let's break this down. First off, my calendar tool of choice. All of my calendar and scheduling needs are handled using Apple's built-in system called iCal. If you prefer the paper and pen approach for your personal calendar, you can use a planner and still create a block schedule. Being an Apple user and having my devices synced is such a fantastic way to manage day-to-day life. Not to mention, I am able to keep the family more organized with everyone's devices being synced with the family calendar. Everyone knows what is coming up, where to be, even when mom needs alone time for a meeting. If you are not an Apple user, Google also has a great calendar tool you can check out that will sync between systems as well. The first step is to look at your entire day as a whole and the responsibilities you face. We need to divide responsibilities up into subjects or categories so we can begin to organize and prep each day for our block schedule. For some ideas, I have compiled a list of the main subjects I work with. As you create your own list, be sure and also add a color code to each subject. This will come in handy in the actual calendaring process. So for my personal life, I have personal, which is for my morning routine, workouts, outings, evening routine, etc. Family, this is for all appointments, sports, meetings. A mom and dad category. This is for anything that Jarrett and I tackle together or that the kids don't need to be included in, such as due dates for bills, date nights, etc. Home studies. This is for all things having to do with homeschool, such as daily studies, appointments, outings. And then there is my professional life. I have a category for admin, inbox management, scheduling, digital asset management, tech system, organization and updates, invoicing, shipments, website updates, and more. I have a category for appointments, conference calls, meetings, photo shoots, etc. I have a category for brainstorming sessions. Yes, I will absolutely set time aside for simply thinking of new ideas, fresh content, and more. Category for content creation. This is for content writing, photo shoot planning, post-production, video editing, group content planning, and of course more. There's design. This is for ads, marketing emails, graphics, templates. And I also have a marketing category. This is for social media content prep, scheduling of that content, email marketing, lives, ad planning, Facebook groups, and more, of course. So next, we're going to plug it all in. You've chosen your calendaring tool, and you've built out your categories. The next step is to begin plugging in your block schedule to your calendar. I find it easier to work through my to-do list and bullet journal first, so I know what needs to be tackled and the details of that particular category or task. For instance, if I am scheduling an hour block for marketing, then I want to add into my notes anything that is pressing or a must-do for that hour. This way, I am utilizing that time to be as productive as possible. If there isn't anything pressing or a specific deadline to meet, then I leave it blank so that hour would be used for brainstorming or researching future marketing opportunities, etc. I also make sure to add a reminder notification. Usually I use the 15 minutes before option, and that way my desktop will ding and I know I need to begin wrapping up the current block I am working in. A few extra tips. Number one, if there is something that you do daily, you can add a repeat to it. This will automatically be added to each day that you assign it to. This comes in handy for things like my morning routine or workouts, etc. This also helps curb the time it takes for you to block out every day. Tip number two, my favorite part about the iCal calendar system is that I can share a single calendar or subject with someone else. By sharing a category, say with my husband, he will be automatically notified when I have added something to the calendar within that category I have shared. It will also add it to his calendar as well. Tip number three, you can also sync to outside management systems. For example, if you are a designer or a photographer, and if you use a CRM system, when a job is booked, it will automatically be added to your calendar. As a working parent especially, anything that can be streamlined should be. If you are not in a place or have a desire to hire a VA or an in-house assistant, look into digital systems that can help manage things. It will save you hours on the back end, and those hours are precious. Tip number four, and my last one, remember to be patient and flexible. When you take the time to create a block schedule for your day, it helps you to maintain focus, but not everything will go perfectly as planned. There will be sick kids, bad days, missed appointments, more time needed for a deadline, and tons more. And that's okay. The goal is to simply be prepared the very best you can. So there you have it. How to create a block schedule for productive days. I hope you find it helpful. And I would love to know, what are your best productivity hacks for efficient days?